نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Muharram 1447. We are here in the Jami Masjid, Quwwatul Islam Masjid in Vellum in the North Coast here in Natal, South Africa for our listeners throughout the world. And inshallah our topic today is what is going on there in Gaza, in Palestine, and who are the main players and what is their aims, objectives and so forth. First and foremost, Yahud. Who are the Yahud? We translate them as Jews. But normally I use the word Jutlas. So whenever I say Jutlas, you must know it refers to Jews. See what Quran Kareem teaches us regarding them. One side, Allah Ta'ala speaking about the Jews. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولًا Allah forbid, the Jutlas, the Jews said, Allah Ta'ala is telling us we must spend on the creation. Allah Ta'ala has become very, very stingy. Allah forbid. That's what they said. So Allah responded and said, غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا That their hands are fastened and they are stingy and they are cursed because of what they uttered and announced and pronounced. So in Afrikaans you say, if you know Afrikaans, a goeie Jood is a dooie Jood. A good Jew is a dead Jew. And a second saying, they say, that Yeshua Seinach Nes was a Jood. You are so stingy just like a Jew. So you see, they took this from this very verse. Tell the Jutlas vis-a-vis with the prophets and messengers. فَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ One group of the prophets and messengers you rejected. They rejected Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam. And the others, they martyred and murdered them. So they are not only baby killers and killers of civilians and innocent people. They are murderers of prophets and messengers. They martyred and murdered Nabi Zakariya alayhi salatu salam. They martyred his son, Nabi Yahya alayhi salatu salam. And they even tried to assassinate him, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. The words they used for Isa alayhi salam and his mother, we can't even speak about it. They say that you must remember Isa alayhi salatu salam is illegitimate. But they use other words. And they pass aspersions, accusations against Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha. Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha is Palestinian. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam is Palestinian. Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. Maryam means Abida, worshipper of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Her name is Nami Ismi Grami, honorable name is mentioned 34 times in the Noble Quran. The only lady whose name is in the Noble Quran. Imagine. Surah Maryam, and that is chapter 19 of the Noble Quran. It consists of 98 verses. How Allah elevates her. And see what the Jutlas are saying about her. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, born miraculously. His name, Nami, Ismi Grami, mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. Isa alayhi salatu salam means to be fair in complexion. So we need to know this. They tried to assassinate him. They tried to assassinate Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam. So all these crimes they committed. Regarding their books, the Torah and so forth, what they did? يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ أَمَّ وَاضِعِهِ That they brought about interpolation. Interpolation means addition, omission. They say it's written in the Torah that they will rule Palestine and it will come back to them and so forth. How many things they added and so forth. Therefore today in the world, you will not find a single copy of the Torah or the Injil. Torah revealed to Nabi Musa alayhi salam and the Injil to Nabi Isa alayhi salam in its pristine purity, and there's not one single hafiz. Person who can read the original Torah in the original language. You ask the chief rabbi of Israel or South Africa, they only have one answer. They will tell you, you're anti-Semite or you're a terrorist. Answer the question. We have Quran Sharif. From here in Vellum alone, how many Hufaz you got? You got Darul Tahfiz, you got the Hifz on Abid, Dawood and others and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala gave us in South Africa thousands of Hufaz with the grace and mercy of Almighty. When we speak to the Pope, because they got their chamchas, their sidekicks to listen. So I say that we ask the Pope to read the Bible, the Injil from cover to cover by heart, by memory, the original Injil. So the answer came, remember that there's no hope for the Pope. You see that? So how is he going to read? They don't have a copy. So they have so many different versions of the Bible and the Torah that even the virgins get confused and they blow their fuses. So you should know these things here, you see that? So remember that they change everything. Take the Jew, the Jutla, vis-a-vis the Muslim. What Quran says about that? You should know all this, my brothers. Chapter 5, verse 82, the last ayat of the six Supara, the six Jews. Allah Ta'ala says, لَتَجِدَنَّ. You will find now and in the future. أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will find that your worst enemies will be the Jews and the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers, the Hindus. You just have to look at India and look at Israel, the unholy alliance and how they're treating the Muslims, second class, third class, fourth class. But Islam is a religion of justice. We never ever said every Jew. We never ever said every Hindu. Quran says that, Laysu Sawa'a. But we definitely will say majority of the Jews and Jutlas and majority of the Hindus. And today it's so manifest and so forth. So understand that. Now we come to the second topic. So the apartheid regime of Israel was established on the 14th of May 1948. Okay? So you must understand what happened before that. Then you will understand things properly, in perspective. After World War II, so they came as beggars, they came as squatters there to Palestine. Our Palestinians, hearts of gold, and they gave them shelter, they gave them food, they gave them accommodation, everything they gave them. In the Arabic language, we have a saying, it's not hadith, it's a saying, Sam min kalbak ya'akulka. You have a puppy, you fed him, you gave him to water, whatever to drink. Now he became a bulldog, an Alsatian. He became so strong. Now he wants to eat you up also. So that's exactly what happened to the Jutlas. So in the year 45, 46, 47, they came. The British were there. They had the mandate, you must remember, at that time. The Khilafat was finished. So 30 years they were in charge, the British. So the British were very sympathetic to them and they start giving them arms and ammunition and so forth. So there were three groups. This was the start of terrorism there in Palestine, Al-Ardul Muhtalla, that is the occupied territory. So you have the Haganah gang, you have the Irgun gang, and you have the Stern gang. Wherever they went, they were massacring the Palestinians and so forth. So the terrorism already started in 46, 47. And then when the British and America and all of them, they betrayed the Muslims, the Arabs, and then on 14th May 1948, they recognized the state of Israel. So understand this, when you speak of the politics, they got nothing to do with Judaism. The people who are the founding fathers of Zionism, they don't even believe in Allah. They are atheists, you must remember. Theodore Herzl and all these characters. So they just use Judaism as an excuse. But they are really atheists and so forth. So Zionism got four aims. And now they're busy with the third one. So Palestine in 48 became Israel, 1948. In 1967, Moshe Dayan comes, right till Masjid al-Aqsa and so forth, and they say now Jerusalem is our undivided eternal capital. You see now what is happening, where they are taking. So they are taking Gaza al-Mubarakah, they are taking Dhafat al-Gharbiya, the West Bank, all this is in Palestine. They are taking Syria, they are taking Lebanon, they are taking Yemen. So this is what they call Eretz Israel. Look at me, my brothers. Today when I took out my hanky, so I said, no, let me bring a white hanky, so you all can see. You know, if I bring a dark color, you won't see properly. See this hanky. So this is the flag of Israel. So a white flag, it got a blue line on top and a blue line at the bottom and the Star of David in between. The blue lines are not decoration, my brothers. It's a smack in the face of every true Muslim. So it means, it's written in the Knesset, in their parliament. Minal Furati ila Nil. They call it Eretz Israel. How we must expand our borders. From the Euphrates River there in Iraq, right up to River Nile in Egypt. Just study these two countries. We've been there, so we know also. We've been to Palestine with Allah's help 5 times. They banned me now and they told me get out from here and so forth. Otherwise we should be there. And remember that Egypt we went several times, Iraq we went once. So now you look at Iraq. Whether you like the man, don't like the man, that's your business. My name Abdul Qadir Hussein. His name Saddam Hussein. We say President Saddam Hussein a shaheed. He passed away a Sunni. He was reading the Kalima Tayyiba while he was executed. And remember that his sins he committed, we also commit sins. But inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. That is our firm hope and firm conviction. Because he stood for Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. No Shia could raise his head there. In Iraq, whilst he was there. So today the Shias are running the whole show. If you know anything of Iraq and so forth. It's Friday today. On the minbar, you must remember where the Shias deliver the khutbah. So they curse and they'll swear Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman. Our mother, Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Hafsa. How we can ever think that these people are Muslim and so forth? Khomeini writes, I had debate with them when I went to Iran. With Allah's help and mercy, we defeated them and they admitted defeat. They tried to bribe me up in a lot of things. Allah saved us always, you know. So cut long story short, so I told them, see, I want one thing from you. They said, what do you want? I said, I only want one thing from you. They asked, what? I said, I see when I entered, there were a lot of books there. They said, yes, the conference is held here. So I said that they come with me and you can see which books I'll take. I'll take Arabic, I'll take Urdu, I'll take English. Farsi, I forgot, I don't know now. So they said, fine. They're giving me books. They don't realize what is happening. So we use their books against them. Now you're in Muharram. Who martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu? Who martyred? The Shias martyred. You must remember that. I don't quote any of our books. I quote their books. And we wrote a whole article on that. Anybody wants it, I give you my number also. That's 071-888-1184. Just write Karbala. I don't like long stories. Kiss. Keep it short and sweet. You got it? When I say kiss, you guys thinking of your wives or what? So kiss, you must remember that. Keep it short and sweet. Just write Karbala. 071-888-1184. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, the Nawasa of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he is on that Friday, the day of Ashura, in Maidan-e-Tufuf, in Karbala, we went, I saw the whole place. And he raised his Mubarak hands, and he made dua. Allahumma, that Ya Allah, that the Shia, that you must destroy them, Ya Rab. Wa rafa'a yadayhi wa da'a ala shi'atihi. Barat, the text is in the Shia book, Al-Irshad by Sheikh Mufid. Sayyidina Zainul Abideen is an eyewitness to the massacre there in Karbala. He is the beloved son of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. They sent the book to me and gave me the book, Al-Imam Zainul Abideen, printed by Muassasatul Balagh. He in Tehran. And he asked them, the Shias, You came and you put your hands in my father's hand. ثُمَّ تَرَكْتُمُ وَخَزَلْتُمُ Then you left him? You want to fight with the enemy? See what he said. Hazrat Zainul Abidin is telling them, the Shias, after the martyrdom of his father, بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ How will you face the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of justice? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will tell you, قَاتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي You martyred and murdered my beloved Nawasa and grandson. وَانْتَهَكْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي You killed and martyred the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Master alayhi salatu salam in Karbala. فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي You don't belong to this ummah. This is Zainul Abidin, the son, beloved son of Sayyidina Hussein. He was an eyewitness to the massacre in Karbala. And he says, the master, Habibuna, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will tell you Shias this. This is written in your book. You gave it to me. So like that, show ample evidence. So Israel, it suits them fine. The founding father of Shiaism was a Jew. And you who are ulama and people who know Arabic, so Rijalul Kashi by Nobakhti. And there he writes himself the Shia book, that the founding father was Abdullah bin Sabah, wa kana Yahudi, and he was a Jew. So that is how it suits them. Then Egypt, Sisi is who? Another pharaoh of the time. He is Ibnul Yahudiya. His mother is a Jewess. So you see how it suits them. But now they have to win over Damascus, Syria, they have to win over Lebanon, they have to win. All this Abrahamic accord, you must remember, is a shame and a scam to fool the Arabs and the Arabs idiots. Yet now, some of you saw me with Brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, Jazahullahu Khairan. So he came to fetch us, I told him, just stop here, my wife will go upstairs and I will be there with Mohan Abid's house and I'll just continue translating the khutbah and make dua. The khutbah today was rendered in Makkah by Mahir al-Mu'aykili. He speak this and they say, man, make zikr and make dua and all that, you see. They speak all these kind of things. Not one word, wallahi, I mean the masjid, not one word of Palestine. Not even a dua, nothing. As though everything is fine. Not one word regarding Masjid al-Aqsa. Don't Christians. But why? Because their leader is MBS. MBS is Murtad bin Shaitan. You must remember that he's more interested in building sanamas and that in Madinah Munawwara and Makkah, building bikini beaches there in Jeddah. Even this week they had a big extravaganza musical show in Jeddah and Riyadh and so forth and so on. So you need to understand, you can't be a simple Simon Muslim. You must become a proactive Muslim and understand things. And now the news is floating now around. That, you know, there's Trump and all of them. Now they're all shaking. The Epstein files. So the Epstein files, they say MBS name is also there. You see that? So they all were busy. You must remember that. With the extramural activities. You know what I mean? So you must remember that. So these people are shaitans, you must remember. But Ma'al Asafi Shadid, the reality is such that they the leaders. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us more than 1400 years ago, sahih hadith, authentic hadith. You must remember, waylul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs. Hadith there in Muslim Sharif, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Yamanina. Ya Allah, give our people day in barakah day in Yemen. Allahumma barik lana fi Shamina. Give them barakah day in Sham, the Levant, Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon. Then somebody asked, Ya Rasulallah, wa fi Najdina. What about Najd, Riyadh and those areas? The Master, Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, refused to make dua for them. He said, Hunaka al-fitan wa zalazil. The fitnas will come from there. See the fitna come. The Master, alayhi salam, refused to make dua for the Najdis. You must understand the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So that is their third plan. Fourth plan, see brothers, you must be awake. If you go from Masjid al-Aqsa, just 1 hour it is plus minus, and depending how many checkpoints they have, it's called Hebron, Khalilur Rahman. Where Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is buried, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, their honorable spouses are buried. This week here, the Jutna stole the whole masjid. We Muslims got now nothing to say. In 1994, 15th Ramadan on a Friday, Baruch Goldstein, I read Salat Day in 89, I read Salat very well. Then he came in Ramadan time, Fajr time, Baruch Goldstein, the shaitan, whilst our brothers were performing Fajr Salat, he took out his 29 brothers became shuhada, martyrs, right inside the masjid. And others were injured, they succumbed to the injury, 70 of them plus minus became shuhada. The road there also is called Tariqu Shuhada. Israelis, their justice, they partitioned the masjid after murdering our people. And now, to show the Arabs a point, the idiots and the fools in the Arab world, that what can you do? Now they took over the whole masjid, our Oqaf, who was in charge of that, got no say over that masjid anymore. This week it happened there, Tuesday or so. So you should know, you can't be living like, you know, an ostrich, and just put your head in the sand and put everything under the carpet. You must know what's happening in the world. So now, once they finish that, that is the final aim of the Zionist movement. Palestine no more, Israel. Capital no more, Judea, as they say, you understand, Jerusalem. They're expanding and they want all these countries to be their servants, like Jordan and Saudi and Emirates and all that, you see, Bahrain, Morocco, all that, Egypt, like that. And then next one, they want control of Masjidul Aqsa. If you've been to Masjidul Aqsa, it's very big, 36 acres, all that is part of Aqsa al-Mubarak. So they say the back portion with the golden dome, that from that portion, they will demolish it, Allah forbid, and replace it with Haikal-e Suleimani, the temple of Solomon. Then mission accomplished. But Allah chose some people. Who He chose? I told you, you must remember Yahudi. I told you of Sahayina, Zionism. And now I tell you of Hamas. What is the meaning of Hamas? Hamas is, I met Hamas. Why must you feel shy? As I'm speaking to you, the Jutlas are recording me. Every lecture of mine they record. I feel very honored, O Jutla. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So they're committing suicide, mashallah. We must be very happy they're committing suicide. Because they see the children they're murdering in their dream. Why you murdered me? So he doesn't know what to do. They just pull the trigger and kill themselves. Stay to Jahannam. We say one less Jew, better for us. You see that? So anyway, the point I'm making, in 1987, there was a Waliullah. That Waliyu's name was Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawarullah Mirqadahu. He started Hamas. You understand? Let us give our people, you understand, delivery, you know, service delivery. You know, today South Africa. So they gave them food, gave them water, whatever they required, you know. Thereafter, they won the elections, everything. And then Ariel Sharon martyred him, murdered him in 2004. So you must remember that when he martyred him, after that Sharon got a stroke, Allah ki lati be awaz hai, is hadith in Bukhari Sharif, man aada li waliya, faqad aazantuhu bil harb. When you harm my awliya, Allah, I Allah wage war against you. Allah put him 8 years in Sakarat. 8 years in Sakarat. You read, you don't speak fairy tales. Then came Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi. He was just Amir for 3 years, 3 months, sorry, 3 weeks. And he also was, you must remember, assassinated by Ariel Sharon. So that 2004. Then they chose Ismail Haniya. Ismail Haniya, you ulama, you students, people who know Arabic, you should know this one sentence of his. وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلَ لَنَّ أَتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلَ. Our leader Ismail said, Ismail Haniya, we will never ever recognize Israel. And he was a Hafiz, his father was a Sheikh, everything and so forth. Again, you must remember the Shias showed their true colors. They invited him to Iran for the presidential inauguration and then they split, they gave the message to Mossad and everybody. You read the story of Catherine? I sent it out to thousands of people. Catherine is a French lady. So she got a little bit interested, white lady, interested in Islam. And then she went there and got married to a Sunni person there in Yemen. But his family were not prepared to accept. They say this lady is Jutli. Now you understand? She's an agent and all. Anyway, that person divorced her. Then she landed up in Iran. She told him there, the Iranians understood me, that she, Catherine, I'm interested in Shia Islam. Now they're so white, you know. In their mind, white is right, West is the best, you see. And then Khomeini writes, which I have the book, Khomeini La'anatullahi Alayhi writes in his book, Tawdihul Masail. You can make muta prostitution for 1 hour. Hit and run, a quickie. You understood? So you must remember this and all that. Sheikh, you understand hit and run? No? So you must remember this type of thing. So anyway, you must remember all. She says herself, I slept with over 100 of them. You understood? Why? I was gathering all the information and intelligence. And she says, I gave all the intelligence to them, so you must remember to Mossad, I even gave up Ismail Haniya. You understanding, brothers? That's how they play the game. Things have nothing to do. Whatever, they will blackmail you, they will assassinate you, they will do whatever they want to. As long as their mission must be accomplished. Go further, so then came Yahya Sinwar, our leader Yahya Sinwar. So who built all the tunnels? You know how many days today? You know how many days today, brothers? 651 days. And the Israelis, the Americans, the Europeans, the Indians, all of them are trying. We must eliminate Hamas. But Allah gave Hamas quwwat-e imani. That were from under the tunnels and from here and there. MashaAllah, they're taking out. They're killing the Israeli soldiers. And these shaitans are killing our innocent people and babies, and their target is 100 a day. But the battle goes on. What is the battle? The battle is this. You must know, my youth, what it is. They told the world, we are such, لن نستسلم أبدا. We will never ever surrender. إما الشهادة وإما الغنيمة. Either we go for martyrdom, or either we go for the booty and the spoils of war. Now come to Quran, Surah 17, verse number 7. And all you who are ulama and you know Arabic language, you must read this book, it's a masterpiece. Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya, hawla qadiyatil falastiniyya. Go see this book, what does the Quran Sharif speak of Palestine? So Allah Ta'ala gives us two verses there and it applies to our current situation. Chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, 15 Jews, verse 104. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئِنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. You jutlas, Allah will bring you. America, Europe, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand. So when the fight comes, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Hamas, we don't have to go look for them. It's easy targets, they here. But now they're running, they're fleeing, you see. The ship is sinking, so the rats are running. So now already 1-2 million left, you must remember. Cyprus and here and there, Cape Town is full. Then what will happen? See this, then I'm finished. Quran Kareem states, chapter 17, verse 7, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. When the final promise of Allah comes, لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوهَكُمْ. The Muslim army will disfigure their faces. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Today is Jumu'ah. They stand there by the doors. You can enter, you can't enter. You at their mercy. So you will enter Masjid al-Aqsa and there will be no one to prohibit you. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا. Those Western countries, America, especially the big shaitan, 5 times at United Nations, they vetoed the ceasefire. And they said, no, we want peace. So remember, Allah will crush this pride of theirs to pieces. So my message to you is, brothers, this, I'm finished now. 1, read. 2, make special dua. 3, you went for Hajj, Umrah, Medina Munawwara. Go to Aqsa and show solidarity with them. Take your zakat, take your money and go there. MashaAllah, you can assist them. And 4th one, my brothers, if you can fasten ihram from there, very good. But we must read, make dua and know that we will win eventually. Allah says so. So inshallah, Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, protect all our masajid, and make our khatima on Iman and Islam, and Allah Ta'ala make it such that we be of that army that will liberate Masjid al-Aqsa. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Inshallah, we will read sunnat, and then inshallah, we will have the khutbah and salat. We thank all the trustees, all the imams, and all the musallis here. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
قال رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي لا يرجى لكشف الشدائد إلا هو ولا يدعى لدفء المكائد إلا هو وما مراد العاشقين في الدارين إلا هو وما طلب الواصلين في الكونين إلا هو المخلوق كلهم ضعفاء لا قوي إلا هو والناس كلهم فقراء لا غني إلا هو لا واجد ولا ماجد إلا هو لا خالق ولا ناصر إلا هو هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض لا إله إلا هو موسى على الطور حين ناداه قال لا إله إلا هو يونس في بطن الحوت حين ناجاه قال لا إله إلا هو يوسف في قعر البير حين ناداه قال لا إله إلا هو ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم معاشر المسلمين اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة ولذتها فانية وحاصلها فوت وآخرها موت قال عز وجل كل نفس ذائقة الموت إخواني البدن ضعيف ضعيف والسفر طويل طويل والبحر عميق عميق والزاد قليل قليل والصراط دقيق دقيق والحاكم رب جليل جليل وتقول النار هل من مزيد وتقول الجنة وعدي وعدي ويقول كل ملك مقرب ونبي مرسل يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول آدم صفي الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول نوح نجي الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول إبراهيم خليل الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول إسماعيل ذبيح الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول داود خليفة الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول موسى كليم الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول عيسى روح الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول حبيبنا وشفيئنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم القيامة أمتي أمتي ويقول الله عز وجل يوم القيامة عبادي عبادي لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره
ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين خصوصا منهم من ذي الأصل الأريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى الزاهد الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين المظلومين المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين ومن والاهم اللهم اشدد وطأتك على جيوش أمريكيين وإسرائيليين وهنديين وأعداء الدين يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين الملعونين يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ان الله يأمر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني اذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون اقم الصلاه Brothers, switch off the cell phones, please, and straighten all the sufuf, especially there at the back.
Straighten your stand shoulder to shoulder. Please fill in all the gaps. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm Al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده وهو العزيز الحكيم يا أيها الناس اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض لا إله إلا هو فأنى تؤفكون وإن يكذبوك فقد كذبت رسل من قبلك وإلى الله ترجع الأمور الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا إنما يدعو حزبه ليكونوا من أصحاب السعير الذين كفروا لهم عذاب شديد والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير الله أكبر سمع الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا رب العالمين اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وسريع الحساب وهازم الأحزاب اهزمهم وزلزلهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم وانصرنا عليهم يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.